Doesn't the Bible warn us about the danger of philosophy? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, some Christians distance themselves from philosophy based on Paul's words in the New Testament. Your thoughts?
John, there can be negativity toward philosophy in Christian circles. And while there are issues we do need to be aware of, we need to redeem the pursuit of knowledge and wisdom, particularly in the church. If the people start explaining why they dislike philosophy, they immediately run into problems. John, maybe you can help me illustrate this. Let me ask you, what's one reason people would reject the value of philosophy?
Well, like Paul, maybe they would be concerned about philosophy steering people away from the
truth. You're doing philosophy.
What?
You're pursuing knowledge and wisdom.
Okay, I get it. You can't reject philosophy without doing philosophy.
Exactly.
So then what was Paul really getting at?
Well, in 1 Corinthians and Colossians, the Apostle Paul highlights the danger of philosophy, the kind that reflects the wisdom of the world as opposed to the wisdom of God. Trying to make sense of the world without God is hollow. It's deceptive. It can be dangerous, setting our minds against God. But Christians don't bury their heads in the sand. As C.S. Lewis said, good philosophy must exist, if for no other reason, because bad philosophy needs to be answered. Paul was not rejecting philosophy, the pursuit of knowledge and wisdom, and just listen to his wonderful sermons. For example, his Men of Athens address in Acts chapter 17, you see how philosophy was woven into every one of his messages.
Yeah, yeah.
The point is this, we don't pursue the wisdom of this world, but we ought to pursue the wisdom of God that's revealed in the world and in his word.
Thanks, Alec. And do stop by the website reasonwhy.org. Lots of great tools there. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.